With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. It now goes on to President Joe Biden, expected to quickly sign it into law. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan was among the GOP lawmakers who were frustrated, by the way the process began this week with the release of an enormous proposal.
This is the frustration of these behind-the-door deals that are negotiated with just the leadership. You get them at the last minute, usually bumping up against a holiday or a government shutdown. 1,500 pages this time. And it's just not the way to run the government.
Senator Sullivan interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the Biden administration to do more to look into those mysterious drone sightings.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation, but the next time it could be one carrying sarin or VX, or it could be using sensitive technology to collect signals from around military bases.
And global security leaders, meanwhile, are warning nuclear threats are growing as weapons spending has surged by $91 billion last year. Concerns about the spread of bird flu virus among dairy cattle prompting California to declare a state of emergency.
California has become the epicenter of new bird flu infections. As the nation's largest dairy-producing state, it accounts for 75% of cattle cases and over half of the 61 confirmed human cases nationwide. Though health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, Governor Newsom's proclamation allows federal and state agencies to work together to monitor and test for new cases.
And the ongoing threat is considered something that they need to work out now in several states. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within, as Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies it lists on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's SEC commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The proposed policy would have required most of the 3,000 companies to do that. This is SRN News. Still, no resolution in the dispute between Amazon and the Teamsters Union.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are on strike for a second day at 7 of the company's delivery hubs just days before Christmas. At midnight Saturday, the Teamsters say workers at a prominent unionized warehouse in New York will also join.
And that is correspondent Ron Taylor reporting the union has not indicated how many employees were taking part in the walkout and when it will come to an end. Amazon employs about 1.5 million people. Britain's government has approved the sale of Royal Mail's parent company to a Czech billionaire. The sale paves way for the Postal Service to pass into foreign ownership for the first time in its 500-year history. Authorities have confirmed that the $4.6 billion takeover of Royal Mail's owner, International Distribution Services, can proceed. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.